You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason. And today we're talking about mental health. And this is part two of a two-part series. We're going to talk about how mental health disorders get confused with heightened intuition and psychosis. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, how do mental health disorders and heightened intuition get confused?
You know, I as I wrote this out, I realized I didn't really answer the question. Most mental health disorders, the go-to is to program people back to acceptable behavior.
Okay.
But programming, by definition, takes away, it blocks your essence, it's toxic for your essence, and it blocks heightened intuition. And a lot of times, people that have what are considered, for example, schizophrenia, paranoia, a lot of common mental disorders, they have an open channel, but they're not able to modulate that open channel. And rather than help people modulate it better and balance it out in their life, we just shut it down completely. And reprogramming people to say, "Oh, this you can't use that channel at all. Take it away completely," and that's programming. Mm-hmm. And it's a form of control to make people have acceptable behavior in what we would consider normal life.
Yes.
And sometimes this can be acceptable when the behavior is life threatening, such as with an addiction. Sometimes schizophrenics can have life-threatening behaviors, mm-hmm. Paranoias, that sort of thing. And so I understand in those instances.
Well, and also one that we didn't really talk about, but is things like suicide.
Suicide, yes. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times people will hear voices that are really from an open intuition that has no filter.
Right. Well, the guy who actually killed John Lennon, he said there was a voice that told him to do it.
Yes. Yeah, and that's so common. Yes. So, you know, and what we typically do with most mental illnesses is throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know, having open intuition is not a bad thing, but when you can't filter what's there, it does become a problem.
Okay.
And, you know, common mental health approaches are really programming. And this is the real irony. That's contrary to health of our essence. And so, when we're programming someone back to a better state, and it's toxic for your essence, you're not helping them, you're hurting them.
Yes, but it's all anyone knows, Jason.
It is, and we understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're here to talk about today, you know, positive mental health comes from your essence,
mm-hmm.
and the trauma in your essence is negative energy that needs to be cleared specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that every day on every show that we've done so far. We're removing negative energy in your essence.
Right.
And so we're helping you, if you're listening today, to have a healthier essence. Now, if you're listening today, maybe you have an addiction. Maybe you have depression. Maybe you have
schizophrenia.
Or some of the more serious labels, so to speak.
Okay.
It doesn't matter to us. Now, sometimes, you know, we are very practical in the fact that sometimes you need a bridge to get to where you are, to
sure.
where you need to be.
An antidepressant would be a good example of that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now, we're going to talk some more about that in the next segment.
Okay.
But, you know, we've felt the stigma of, you know, a lot of times, and this goes back into history, but there's a long history of those with highly developed intuition thought to be mentally ill.
Right.
Witches and sorcerers, for example. You know, in any other a field of study, if you know more, if you know the most, you're exalted and put in a higher position. In science, the scientists that see the biggest patterns, that have the greatest knowledge, they're exalted and put on a pedestal.
Right.
When you have more information and more knowledge about energies and feelings and emotions,
right,
you're discredited. You know, you're burned at the stake. Not lately, but you know, in a very recent history, that happened, and people were discredited. They were feared. Mm-hmm. We've had people that, when we tell them what we do, they become afraid. We see it. It's a reaction.
I've actually seen people take two steps backwards.
Yes, and. Really? You know, it's there's nothing to be afraid of. This is natural to the human condition. Having intuition is highly developed intuition is very, very helpful. Mm-hmm. You know, I read a book a long time ago on remote viewing, and this was interesting for me because it was a program they had in the Army. It was a very secret program, but just a few people knew about it, mm-hmm. and they used intuition, the ability to go look at what the enemy was doing with remote viewing.
Right.
And this guy became part of the program because he was hit in the head. Listen to this. He was hit in the head with a machine gun bullet. He had a helmet on, of course, but it opened up an intuitive portal.
Yes.
But here's the problem. When you get intuition that way, it can create a form of psychosis. And it happened to this guy. He got divorced. He couldn't sleep. He would have these blackouts, or he'd be gone for days.
Right.
He'd hear voices. He had uncontrolled visions, all those things. You know, both Patricia and I, we've been developing our intuition using the ecosystem approach, and it's natural. Your intuition has been blocked with programming. And as you apply the ecosystem approach, you uncover more and more of your intuition, so it works better and better. It's a natural byproduct. Well, but when you do intuition that way, you're not crazy. You become
more conscious,
more aware, and more emotionally healthy, more mm-hmm. mentally healthy, and even smarter in many respects.
Well, and the other thing is that programming really stops you from remembering things. I'm talking about even facts and figures. I have an amazing memory now, but when I was doing drugs and alcohol, not so much, that kind of thing.
Well,
so,
and also programming, when you force yourself to learn things.
Right.
You know, that's the go-to when you're studying. You know, sit down and force yourself to learn something.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Sit and study and study and study and drink mm-hmm. coffee and stimulants and study and study and force that information in.
Right.
That's not how the brain works. And we know that because of our intuition that we've been developing to have those insights. And if more people develop their intuition, they would see what we see as sort of a de facto truth.
Well, I want to go back to the remote viewing for just a moment. I also read the book, and which, by the way, I was fascinated by it. And the thing that got me the most was that the government was using programming to get this. They wanted to see if it could be done. And by the way, to my knowledge, they said that the program had been shut down. But then I heard through the grapevine about 10 years ago that the remote viewing program had never actually stopped. That was the first one. And so they're still using it because they see the value of it.
Although we've also met, we met that at that seminar one time.
Right,
that
woman two people.
Yeah, yes. who had been part of the remote viewing program, but had been felt that they were abused, and it was probably because they were programmed.
Exactly.
You take that it's, was it's sort of an oxymoron. Point. Yes.
He took that away. Oh my gosh.
Sorry.
But no, that's okay. You know, the programming, first off, programming is all around us. We cannot get away from it. None of us. But when you have the ecosystem approach and you start using your intuition, you can see, I'm going to say it this way, you can see what truth is and you can see what the lies are.
It's a really,
and then how to deal with it.
It's an oxymoron to do programming and intuition because they work at odds. They're completely opposite of each other and
exactly.
They don't help each other.
Exactly. All right. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The health of your essence or soul is directly related to your mental health. Mm-hmm. That all mental disorders, mild or serious, come from negative energy in your essence and they can be cleared.
Love it.
There is a long history of seeing those with unbalanced intuitive powers as mental illness. Mm-hmm. And the ecosystem approach teaches you to develop your intuition in unlimited ways that are natural and organic to the way humans are designed.
Okay. Mental health techniques boil down to talk, drugs, and reprogramming. We'll discuss why that doesn't work. This is the ecosystem approach show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Coming to you live on TransformationTalkRadio.com is the Brilliance Ultimatum Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and what she calls reality resistance. Join the cultural revolution and annihilate obstacles. Check it out at culturalbrilliance.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit livingyourgifts.com. That's livingyourgifts.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to discuss the idea that most mental health techniques boil down to talk, drugs, and reprogramming, and why that really doesn't work. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, what's the problem with talk, drugs, and teaching people to act in a more appropriate way or, well, reprogramming?
Well, when you understand the root cause of all mental illness is negative energy in the essence or an unhealthy essence, these common methods do not change the negative energy.
Right.
So in other words, everything that we're doing, basically, we're saying doesn't work. Mm-hmm. So let's take them one at a time, okay?
Okay, all right.
Talk therapy or talk, you know, they can give comfort. People say, I need to talk about my feelings. I need to express my feelings, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And it can give comfort. It sometimes it can soothe guilt and shame.
Yes, but it can also unload on someone else.
It can transfer someone's negative energy to someone else. Mm-hmm. And when you're talking and someone else is listening, there's a transfer of energy from the talker to the listener.
Yes.
And we see that. Mm-hmm. And that's not necessarily positive. And if you have the same problem, and you just think about how many friends in your life that have expressed problems to you over and over and over again, but nothing seems to change. Mm-hmm. That's because the energy is not changing.
Right.
And that stuff builds up in you, mm-hmm. and some people want to express it. You know, men typically do the opposite. They just shut it down and internalize it, swallow it. Neither of which works because it's an energy and it builds up.
Well, and in that buildup, let's talk about that for just a minute. In that buildup, what happens is it comes out in other ways.
Exactly.
And usually not appropriate ways, we'll say it that way.
So mental health techniques around talk, and if you're a therapist right now who does talk therapy, you know, please, I know this may sound offensive, and please don't take it personally, but I would just ask you to consider the possibility mm-hmm. of working with energy as opposed to talk. It's one of those things that it's like a third rail. It's been said over and over so many times that we believe that's the way to do it. You know, when there's a mass shooting or something, counselors go in to get people to talk about their feelings. I'm not sure that's really what's the best thing. Mm-hmm. So, drugs. Here's a big one. Drugs change energy. They change brain chemistry. We know that. But it doesn't necessarily remove the negative energy that's causing the problem in the first place.
Okay.
So, and that's a subtle distinction. You know, when they say depression is an imbalance of brain chemistry, and then when you take an antidepressant, it changes it to the better. That's not necessarily the case. We see that so clearly. As intuitives, because we see energy,
right.
we know that changing the chemistry doesn't necessarily remove the negative energy.
Well,
yeah. And that distinction, we hold that distinction because we are intuitives and we've been doing this for 20 years and we see it.
Okay.
You know, so psychedelics, for example, a lot of people have come to us and said, hey, why not, can I smoke smoke weed, use psychedelics, LSD, mushrooms. Don't those open my portals? Or people will tell us mm-hmm. they do. Oh my gosh, I have all these intuitive insights when I do those types of things. But it's the same problem with the guy who got hit in the head with a machine gun bullet. You're opening a portal, and what you're not learning is a form of discrimination.
Mm-hmm. Or how to shut it down.
How to shut it down necessarily. But to take in the information and move the bad stuff away,
exactly,
and see the good stuff,
right?
You know, in the beginning when we first started doing this work, this was during when 9/11 happened, and I remember we were driving across the bridge and Patricia was all of a sudden. I mean, this is the Bay Bridge, and if you've ever been in the San Francisco Bay Area, you know it's a really high bridge off the water, and and all of a sudden, you know, it's always lots of traffic. And I was trying to focus on the traffic. And all of a sudden, all these people were talking to her because 9/11 had just happened.
Right.
The towers had come down and all these people could see that she was a conduit.
I lit up to all of these people. It was the way they described it. I said, ask them, why are you talking to me? And they said, well, you're the only light we see.
So we were talking to these people, but now
we're talking about, by the way, people that are dead.
20 years later, mm-hmm. those things don't happen to us except when we want them to. And that has to do with our refined intuition. We use that term a lot, refined intuition. Mm-hmm. Intuition is a very valuable sense, but it needs to be refined. And mm-hmm. and when you use psychedelics, drugs, it doesn't give you any sort of refinement whatsoever.
No, it gives you a really bad hangover the next day.
Exactly. So we're not going through your 60s.
Far out man again. Okay. Yes, okay. So talk to me about reprogramming, Jason.
We acknowledge that it's often necessary because sometimes behavior can be so dysfunctional mm-hmm. that it's life-threatening. Mm-hmm. Addiction, for example, schizophrenics, for example, there's some
suicide.
Yeah, people can do things that they need to stop right away. They can't. They don't have any runway anymore. They have to stop.
Right.
Well, but with that said, reprogramming is toxic. You know, it may get you to act better, but it doesn't help this root source, which is negative energy in your essence. Mm-hmm. So what we're saying, and for all the mental health professionals out there, I'm sorry to say this, but I know it to be true because we've been working with this for the last 20 years, and we're good with our intuition, and we see energy that the root problem is an energy problem connected to your essence.
Right.
And since no one really works with your essence, no one gets to the specifics of what the problem is and removes it.
But we were programmed to not do that.
Exactly.
Everyone, yes.
Clearly, you know, here's the thing. Mental health is getting worse and worse and worse overall in the country and in the world. Mm-hmm. And it's for this reason, because our go-to for human development is programming, not uncovering.
Right.
You know,
right.
Here's the other thing, and this is a big thing for me. Energy work has been discredited because it can't be measured. Mm. And sometimes, I'm the first to admit, it attracts practitioners who have corrupt motives, who can't see energy, or are innocently misled or mislead the people they work with. Mm-hmm. We see it all the time. People who have a good motive, but since they can't see, they're just making things up about how things are. And as intuitives, we have people that automatically think we're crazy if we say that we're intuitives,
right.
Or project abilities upon us that are inaccurate and force us to look crazy.
Right.
I'll give you an example. I had a client who would often say to me, and she was, you know, she was trying to be complimentary because she could see, I could see, but she said, "Oh, you know things before they happen. Oh, you know everything. Oh, you know all." And I would tell her, "No, that's not true. You know, I just have a very highly refined intuition, and I can help you see what's in your way. But I don't know everything, and I don't know everything that's going to happen before it happens." And that's one of the things we always said: we never predict the future because it can't be predicted.
Right.
So, but I knew she would tell her friends that about us, about me, mm-hmm. and it would discredit them in their minds. So, you know, it's this prejudice about using intuitives and intuition is pretty. Pretty far-fetched.
Well, and the one thing I want to say, we use our intuition in a very practical way.
Yes.
It is about living your life and being practical with that life. It's not about doing airy-fairy stuff, because that isn't real life.
All of our shows are about topics that are everyday topics for everyday people that you can use energy in a very practical, positive way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have developed our intuition organically and versus like from a machine gun bullet, and therefore it can be credible and useful in realistic ways. That's what we call refined intuition.
Exactly. And you know, there's one more major point here. I was born with my intuition, but I was trained, I was programmed to realize, and I remember very clearly the day my mother said, because my mother had the ability to see as well. She told me, "Nobody can see what you see. You cannot tell anyone."
She shamed her.
I was shamed, but it didn't stop my intuition. It just made me feel ashamed. And that made it very, very, very difficult for me. But I've run into people, that I haven't seen in 30 or 40 years. And they've said to me, "Do you still have that thing? Do you still have that insight that you had when we were kids?" And I had forgotten that many people actually knew about my sight. So it was rather interesting.
One last thing.
Okay.
We created the ecosystem approach using our intuition, not from a teacher, to help you, not to be your guru, but to help you be a guru for yourself, to
right.
be your own
I love that.
Exalted master, exactly. and using your intuition to do that.
So, Jason, with that said, what are the key points of this segment?
Talk, drugs, and reprogramming doesn't change the energy for essence health.
Okay.
Common drugs and psychedelics open up intuition, but it's not natural and can have serious side effects. Mm-hmm. Okay. Energy work is discredited by science, but it should be a legitimate sense that everyone uses. And the ecosystem approach teaches you about refining your intuition and healing your essence all at the same time.
Okay. Stay tuned when we come back. We're going to discuss real solutions to the disintegration of mental health in general and what you can do for yourself. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a Recovery Recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Yeah, yippee-skippee to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
The vibration of change. That magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're discussing real solutions to the disintegration of mental health in general and what you can do for yourself. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, explain the disintegration of mental health. What do you mean by that?
Our go-to method of development and training from grade school to adulthood is programming. It basically says, learn this, act this way, think this way. It doesn't matter how you feel about it. And when you do that, what you do is you give a stiff arm to your essence and say, I don't care what you're telling me. I'm just going to do it based on what some sort of directive I have outside of me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you realize how toxic that is to essence. And essence, this is the irony of it, is the source of a toxic essence is the source of mental health issues. And a healthy essence helps you relieve those mental health issues. Now, you know, we're calling mental health issues, it sounds very academic, but everybody's got some sort of OCD, addictive behavior, depression, stress-related, overwhelm, loneliness, lack of creativity at the right time. All those things are mental health issues. But if you want some stats, okay, if your left brain wants some stats, I Googled this, almost half of the adults, 46.4%, will experience mental illness during their lifetime. Now, this is mental illness. Most of us, and we would say this right now, everybody listening today, including us, we've got negative energy attached to our essence.
Absolutely. But I also want to say that those stats are wrong, because all of us at least one point, if not more, will have some sort of mental illness in our lifetime. And it is the way that it is.
Based on what we see, you know, if you go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, we have a whole section in there about the discovery.
Mm-hmm.
And our discovery is that everybody, even people who have achieved greatness, has 80% of their essence blocked with negative energy.
Right.
Well, what that tells me is that everybody has mental health issues.
Well, and exactly. You know, I want to bring up a point that it should have been in the last segment or even the first one. I don't remember which one. But anyway, when we have negative energy that is blocking the essence of who we are. I'm talking about me as an individual and you out there as an audience, each one of you, even if you're listening with somebody else, you each have an individuality that is your essence.
That needs to be expressed.
That needs to be expressed. And when it isn't.
That wants to be expressed, yes.
When it isn't, what happens is that toxic energy starts to build and our essence, well, our essence starts talking to our body. Most of us don't realize that we need to listen. And then we end up with things like cancer, diabetes, heart disease, mental illness, all kinds of things. And we don't realize that by doing the ecosystem approach, we can start to remove those blocks that are keeping us stuck in that toxic energy.
If you're out there right now and you're, let's say you're working in some sort of mid-level position with an inbox and an outbox and you're bored to tears, whatever, and you say, my soul is gone. My soul is stifled, whatever.
Yes, yes, yes.
You don't have to sell all your worldly belongings and go save the whale.
You don't even have to quit your job.
All you have to do is start doing some clearing. And we're going to do this in the next segment. Okay. Just stay tuned to the next segment. We'll clear with us. That's how you start. Well, and then you can make the choice at some point.
Exactly. And then let's just bring up another point, Jason, that most people, their essence is talking to them because, you know, there's toxic energy everywhere and we pick it up. We're talking to somebody, they unload that negative energy on us. That was just an example. But the creation of all of this, that wasn't what I meant to say. When we start doing all of this and we start growing up, we don't know how to get rid of it. And it
we're not taught how to do it.
We are not taught how to do it. And it really creates
it can only build up.
And it creates so much damage.
Yes.
Because people that I work with all the time that are doing the ecosystem approach on a regular basis, these people are fun to have conversations with. They're regular people like you and I. And
They're alive. There's something about them.
Exactly.
Can't quite put your finger on it. But here's the other thing.
Okay.
We've been working with people for 20 years, and we know, and we've heard this so often. Well, I know I'm a mess. We've been talking about how I'm a mess. This is our client talking to us. But that person over there, they got it all together, and they're using programming. So here's what I got to say to you, okay? If you think the person over there has got it all together, we see this over and over and over again.
Exactly.
That everyone has mental health issues.
And everyone carries negative energy.
Everyone carries negative energy, but some are better at hiding it, lying to themselves about it,
mm-hmm.
or lying to others about it.
Yes.
You know, so they act like they don't have any problems, but they really do.
Exactly.
And especially if you grow up in a higher socioeconomic status, you're taught how to hide that or look like you're just doing just fine. You're taught to hide it better, but doesn't mean that you have less problems. And we've worked a lot of people
exactly
in all economic statuses.
And exactly,
there's no real difference,
right?
Exactly. You know, here's the other thing, and this is my pet peeve. So here I go. You know, energy work, what we do, has been discredited by science, but it's essential for mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that we understand that some of our peers contribute to that, you know, being discredited. That but some people who are the experts in science, it's just plain prejudice. It's just that they refuse to see it any other way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that are just completely left-brained. They're the ones who are the most usually prejudiced about this stuff. But we all know that we should be using all parts of our brain, and we have intuition and understand energy. It's a beautiful combination of left and right brain, and you know, that monkey brain that you have. That's when it starts to become balanced. That's when it starts to become really useful.
Well, and one of the things that we found is with the ecosystem approach, when you start using it, you actually start to like yourself more, and then you tap into, whether you're conscious of it or not, the things that you came here to do, the talents and the creativity and even the ability to remember things.
Here's the other thing, and this is it's a pet peeve, but there's a lot of talk out there about mindfulness and meditation. And there's nothing wrong with that. I did meditation before I started doing the ecosystem approach for almost 30 years prior. But it was only when I started using the ecosystem approach that I really started to change and be better. It's not that the meditation didn't help, but as soon as I stopped meditating, then the same old me was back, you know, and with that had the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So what's so powerful about the ecosystem approach is that it's very specific. And that those negative energies, you have to clear them specifically. Mm-hmm. You can't just do om and sit there and meditate because it's not specific enough. It's energy work, but it's not specific enough.
Exactly, exactly. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Our general mental health is disintegrating constantly. There are no known solutions.
Okay.
Everyone has mental health issues because of a fundamental mistake in human development, which is programming. Energy work that is specific and continuous is essential for mental health today.
Okay.
And applying the ecosystem approach creates positive mental health as a natural byproduct of that process.
It's phenomenal, everyone. It is truly, truly, truly amazing.
So this is how you do it. Okay.
Okay. So we're going to talk about how to clear, and then we'll, in the next segment, we're going to get that done.
Yes. You can sit, stand, you can stand on your head, doesn't matter. Your posture is not important.
That one always gives me a headache.
Yes, your posture is not important. And when we say, and to eliminate, gather up what we say to eliminate, whether it's veils and illusions, barriers, or specific emotions, anger, fear, guilt, whatever, gather those up in your body and then blow them into a trash can. Now, if there's not a trash can where you are, let's say you're driving, use your imagination, put a trash can out there to the side and blow it into that. If you want to go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, there's a picture of the processor. We call it the processor. And that looks like a trash can, but it takes in negative energy. Yes, it takes in negative energy and processes it so it comes out neutral.
Right.
And if you want a picture, and you can do this for a while, I would suggest you take a look at that process. You can print it out. You can go there and print it out for free. You have to sign up for a free subscription service, but you print it out and you can put it on your desktop and just use it as a visual.
Well, okay. And then Jason, can you also tell them how to clear the world?
Yes, we're going to do some clearing for the world. What we do, instead of gathering up in your body, we imagine a big hand going around the globe to the end where there's a big dumpster. Mm-hmm. And we just put all that negative energy as we clear the world and put in that big dumpster. And we'll empty the dumpster, don't worry about it.
Right.
We'll make sure it's clean and processed.
Okay, and then there's one last thing. After all of that, we're going to activate life force energy. Life force is the most powerful positive energy that any of us has access to. And we're going to activate it. We're going to ask it to come in. We're going to call upon it, and that's activating it. And we're going to call upon it to come in through the top of our head, go all the way down our torso and our arms, all the way down our legs to the tips of our toes. We're going to stop it right there. We're going to turn it around in any negative energy that's left over. And we all know how much negative energy there is. We're going to take that positive energy and help us with that breath out, which sounds like, and we're going to use that to help remove even more negative energy with, of course, being very positive. So with all of that said, Jason, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do some clearing to help you and the world to have better mental health. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune in to All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to do some clearings to help you and the world have better mental health. You ready, Jason?
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that programming does not improve my mental health.
Take a breath.
Gather up all those veils and illusions, blow them into the trash can.
And now we're going to shorten it. And to eliminate the anger, hate, rage, and bitterness that I have due to my personal mental struggles. Take a breath.
And you put in, you imagine whatever that is, whether it's, maybe it's headaches, maybe it's addictions, maybe it's OCD, maybe it's ADHD.
Okay.
You know,
maybe it's depression.
Maybe it's depression. It could be all sorts of things.
Pick that up because all of those are energies.
Yes.
Okay. So Jason, go ahead.
And to eliminate the fears and anxieties that I have that just need to be cleared.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my mental health is rooted in my essence health. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that my bad behaviors are energies and they can be cleared. Take a breath.
I need to make this comment. Had I known that way back when, my life would have been very, very different. And a lot of the police in my area wouldn't have known me by name. Oh, sorry. Did I say that out loud? Go ahead, Jason.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that energy work has been discredited unfairly based on just pure prejudice. Mm-hmm. Take a breath.
Which, by the way, is fear. And to eliminate the false belief that energy work is not helpful or useful or even real, when the truth is, oh yes, it is. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any resentment and hopelessness that I have about how I've been treated when I acknowledge my problems, my mental health difficulties. Take a breath. There's such a stigma with everything that has to do with mental health.
Yes.
Addictions, depressions, you know, you name it. Mm-hmm. This that you must be weak. There's something wrong with you.
Oh.
And it's not that at all.
Yes. So, and to eliminate any anger I have about being judged, ridiculed, or shamed for my mental difficulties. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can use clearing to overcome my negative energies and feelings as opposed to something, some type of programming. Take a breath.
And here's one of the biggest ones of all. And to eliminate all the negative energies, whether it be trainings or rules or even programmings attached to me that can be cleared to improve my own personal mental health. Take a breath. Blow it out.
Okay, now we're going to do some clearing for the world. So just go with me here. And to eliminate, remember the globe in the hand, and to eliminate all the prejudice and propaganda about energy and energy work, especially as it's regarding mental health. Gather up all that prejudice and propaganda that there's something, you can't do it that way. It has to be some sort of scientific thing, which is just programming. Take it, that hand all the way around the world, put it into that dumpster.
And to eliminate the anger, hate, and bitterness that keeps us all around the world, from positive mental health. Take a breath. Hand all the way around the globe and blow it out and dump it into the trash can or the, what's that called, dumpster.
And to eliminate the focus on programmed mental health solutions versus energy solutions. So take that hand and get rid of all that programming, those programming ideas. Put it into that dumpster right now. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so we can start removing the negative energy in the world to improve mental health right now. Everybody, take a breath. All the way around the world, take your hand and collect all that negative energy and dump it into the dumpster. Blow it out. You ready to activate life force, Jason?
Let's do it.
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. And that includes clarity, awareness, and objectivity, starting with myself. Take a breath. Let it go right in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way down your body, tips of your toes. Turn it around and blow out any negative energy left over.
And to eliminate and to activate life force so I can have hope that working with energy will help any mental health problem, whether it's mild or serious.
Mm-hmm.
Take a breath.
Here's a big one. And activate life force so I can trust that I can influence the energy in my essence for positive mental health. Excellent. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can have the determination to be specific with my negative feelings and energies and clear them specifically. Take a breath.
And here's the last one. And activate life force so I can be happy and healthy, mentally healthy, so I can be creative and be able to heal myself and heal others, remove negative energy, so I can love myself, love others, and love that I'm using the effort. I don't know any other way to say it at the moment, to change the energy, to remove the negative energy from my essence so I can help myself and others starting right now. Take a breath. Let that go in through the top of your head all the way to the tips of your toes. Blow out any negative energy left over. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
You know, normally we have a specific topic, but next week it's the title that's important. And here it is. Once upon a time, there was you. So what happened? And we're going to explore that. We're going to take you back to the time when you knew you were here to do something special, and we're going to help you restore those possibilities. This is going to be an amazing show, people. If we've touched you at all in any of our shows before, you've got to listen to this one. This is huge. You can't miss it.
What an amazing voice. Doesn't he have everyone? Yes, I love it. Okay, so I kind of like him though. So, Jason, how can I get more information and real support for the ecosystem approach?
Go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org. Sign up for our free subscription service. Be sure you check the box that says weekly clearings. So it's a newsletter/clearing list. And if you use it that way, what you can do is you'll get weekly clearings that you can do in between shows. Listen to our show every week. Do the clearings at the end. And this is all free, people. And all you have to do is do this with us. Join our little group. And it's going to be amazing. You know, you don't have to do anything different if you want to start uncovering your essence, because these clearings will help you do it. And of course, in the weekly clearing list, we have the backstory for the topic that we have and how it affects us personally. So,
and he's usually telling stories about me,
which I love to do. Yes.
Listen to our show every week and do the clearing at the end. Our show is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded, and you can go to our new website, theecosystemapproach.org. That's one word, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for a free section.
Visit our Facebook page at the same name, theecosystemapproach.org. And we'll preview the show for the following week. Be sure to go there and like us. You can post a question if you like. And come listen to us next week for that amazing show.
Okay. We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific time and 4 p.m. Eastern time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.